The first aliyah of Parshas Miketz begins with the name of the Parsha, Vayhi Miketz, Shnasayim Yamim, telling us that this is after 2 years. Some explain that the reason it had to happen 2 years later is 1 year for Paro's birthday to come again, to allow an opportunity for him to be remembered, and another year afterwards in order to add on the penalty, so to speak. As Rashi had told us, that Yosef had time added on because he made the mistake of relying on the Sar HaMashkim, so perhaps the idea of having an extra year is to allow things to reset, that if the issue is not necessarily that it was a punishment, but that his mindset was the problem, that he was relying on the Sar HaMashkim rather than relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we need time to allow the mindset to be cleared, to reset. So once the new cycle of the year comes again, so that allows a reset. So we have 1 year for the next birthday to come and another year to basically clear the passage for a new mindset to come in. And we find that Paro has this dream, and he has the dream again, and this disturbs him, and he doesn't know what to do. And the idea that he's so amazed by these dreams is itself interesting. There's much discussion to be had about the character of Paro and his spiritual sensitivity. Among these discussions, Rav Schwab suggests that it's not necessarily that Paro was so spiritually sensitive, but that he was particularly shocked by the idea of the big being consumed by the small, and that this inverts the whole theme of might makes right, and that itself was so shocking to him and to his whole world perspective. So, of course, as he notes, this has particular meaning to us reading this at the time of Hanukkah, when we express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for delivering the Rabbim Biad Ma'atim. So this theme has particular relevance and resonance. And the theme of Hanukkah may also be relevant to another issue that comes up in the very end of this aliyah. So we find that Yosef is released from prison to come to the king, and the Torah makes a point of telling us that Vayigalach, that he shaves. And Rashi makes a point of telling us why he shaved, Mipnei Kvod HaMalchus, that he did so because this is for the honor of the king. And there is much discussion surrounding this point. The fact that he shaved and the fact that there is an explanation of why he shaved is brought to our attention, perhaps because maybe he shouldn't have. Maybe he would have been expected not to. Why is that? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Amud Beis tells us that Yosef was released from jail on Rosh Hashanah. And if we have the notion that the Avos, perhaps including Yosef as well, kept the Torah before it was given, so then it would be assumed that he would be prohibited to shave on Rosh Hashanah. So how could we understand that he would violate the laws of Rosh Hashanah? And there is much discussion in this forum as to how to explain this. And among the issues that are considered is there an Issur D'oraisa of shaving on Yontif? Maybe can we consider this to be a Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa? Is Kvar HaMalchus a heter for a Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa? Is this a situation perhaps of Pikuach Nefesh? Is it relevant that perhaps it was somebody else who was doing the shaving? There is quite an extensive literature to address this question of how could Yosef have shaved or been shaved on Rosh Hashanah, and what role does Kvod HaMalchus, his honor for the king, play in the equation? And the Chassam Sofer, among the literature here, the Chassam Sofer, for one, seemed to be bothered by the very question itself. And we should emphasize in explaining that there actually are many versions of the Chidushim of the Chassam Sofer al HaTorah. There's a Sefer Taras Moshe HaShalem, the Chidush Chassam Sofer. You can find many, many versions of the Chassam Sofer al HaTorah. This particular comment can be found in the Gilyone Mahari al Sefer Chassam Sofer al HaTorah that was edited by Rabbi Yehuda Horowitz, as opposed to other editions where the Chassam Sofer does discuss this question from other angles. But in this edition, the Chassam Sofer seems bothered by the very question, because, as he notes, the idea that the Avos kept the Torah before it was given, so that's a nice idea, but it wasn't actually an obligation. The whole point was they did so voluntarily. But Kvod HaMalchus, so that's an actual halacha. That's an actual din that they were required to do. So to choose between the two, there was a clear priority. He had to show honor to the king more than he had to keep the laws of Rosh Hashanah. And that's a little bit of a difficult idea to understand as well, because if he wasn't obligated to keep the laws of the Torah, so then why was the notion of Kvod HaMalchus any more of an obligation for him than the laws of Rosh Hashanah? The idea of Kvod HaMalchus is also a din from the Torah. Different places could possibly serve as the mucker for that, one coming up in Parshas Vayichi. But why was that more of an obligation for him than observing Rosh Hashanah? So we'd have to explore a little bit the idea of Kvod HaMalchus and what exactly it means as an obligation. And there is a discussion about this here in Parshas Miketz, in the Sefer Som Derech of Simcha Zissel Broid, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron, where he gives a number of theories as to why this is such an important concept. He lays out actually five theories there. And among them, he notes that there is a fundamental principle of the human personality, that it's crucial for our spiritual development that we have the ability to understand that which is majestic and that which is glorious. And if somebody is jaded and cynical and you see everything with disinterest, so then you can't have any kind of meaningful spiritual maturity. And it's therefore crucial that we have an awareness of the extraordinary. And to have a recognition of royalty is reflective of this vital attribute. And therefore, that essentially is a prerequisite to the Torah. So even before the Torah was given, that is a basic element of how the human personality has to be able to react to things that are great and majestic. And it's interesting that if that's what's behind the Chassam Sofer's premise here, if indeed that's why he assumes that this was something that had to be there even before the Torah was given, while following the halachas of Yontif and Rosh Hashanah were not necessarily absolute requirements, maybe this could help us to understand another comment of the Chassam Sofer, which could be l'shitaso. The Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas and Aruch Chaim in Siman Reish Ches talks about the obligation of Hallel on Chanukah. And there he discusses the fact that even though Chanukah is a day midrabanan, and Hallel is itself considered to be an obligation midrabanan, if one were to let all of Chanukah go by without reciting Hallel at all, one would be doing the wrong thing on a level min haTorah. And it seems that this reflects the same principle, that the idea that one has to recognize when something is miraculous and glorious, that's a basic prerequisite to relate to the entire Torah. And if you're missing that awareness, if you're missing that appreciation, then there's something fundamentally absent in the way one relates to everything that the Torah has to tell us. And that's true even before there was a specific commandment. So therefore, Yosef had to have this recognition, and that was crucial to his spiritual existence and personality. And he reflects that in the fact that he prepares himself to encounter the king as a greater priority than fulfilling the halachos of Yontif that he had voluntarily accepted upon himself. And perhaps we can add one more note, that in fulfilling Kvod HaMalchus and in recognizing the crucial aspect of royalty, one of the reasons why that is so important to our development is because we have the idea of Malchusa di'ara ke'ein Malchusa di'rakia, that the royalty on earth is an image, is a representation of the notion of royalty of Shemayim. And of course, Rosh Hashanah is the theme of Malchus, is when we coronate God himself. So to be able to understand and to appreciate what majesty means so that we can properly have a picture of that is itself an aspect of fulfilling the theme of Rosh Hashanah. So perhaps Yosef, before the actual details of Rosh Hashanah were commanded, was going to the core theme and recognizing what Rosh Hashanah itself was all about, and giving us insights both into Rosh Hashanah and to Chanukah at the same time.